UAW President, a great majority of union workers will not vote for Biden. By John Binder on January 25, 2024. United Auto Workers, UAW. President Sean Fain said a great majority of American union workers in the auto industry will not vote for President Joe Biden against presumptive Republican presidential nominee former President Donald Trump. Look, let me be clear about this. A great majority of our members will not vote for President Biden. Yes, some will. But that's the reality of this, Fain told Neil Cavuto. The majority of our members are going to vote with their paychecks. They're going to vote for an economy that works for them. They're going to vote for a president, when you look at these two presidents. The choice is very clear about which one stands up with the working class and stands up with labor and which one stands with the billionaire class, and that's his base. Emphasis added. Watch video. Watch the latest video at foxnews.com. Fain's remarks came immediately after he announced the UAW was endorsing Biden for re-election this year against Trump, despite the White House's green energy agenda, which would crush the American auto industry with plant closures, outsourcing, and millions of jobs lost. Biden's record on trade in China, similarly, has been in stark contrast to the interest of American auto workers. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, for example, has made it clear that the Biden administration is not attempting to decouple from China. At the same time, China now leads the world as the largest exporter of cars, partially thanks to the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, dominating electric vehicle, EV, supply chains. Related video, Granholm on biofuel policies hiking gas prices. EVs are cheaper with tax credits people get if they're able to afford it. This year, Chinese automakers are hoping to flood the United States market with cheap, subsidized EVs to sell to Americans. The UAW's endorsement of Biden came even as members warned that Biden's green energy agenda, including EV mandates, has the potential to wipe us out and bring poverty wages to the American auto industry. Meanwhile, Trump has vowed to end Biden's EV mandates and warned American auto workers that their jobs will be gone in no time under such crippling green energy efforts from the administration. If you're a United Auto Worker, or an auto worker of any standard of any state, I don't care, they're going to destroy your business, Trump said in October. Within 2 years, you're not going to have a job. I'm going to bring back jobs. I'm going to bring back the manufacture of automobiles in our country. Tell your union head, tell him to not endorse the Democrats who are going to put you out of business, Trump said. You're going to be out of a job. Trump's economic nationalist platform has kept him vying for the union vote where other Republican candidates squandered their chance to win over working and middle-class union households because of unpopular, economic libertarian positions. In 2020, Trump won about 4 in 10 union households, a critical faction in states such as Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.